This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 13th of July. Once again, the winter weather is making it very difficult to get our crossband repeater launch in the air. With high wind speeds forecast for the launch site, and a flight path prediction that has the payloads landing in the middle of the Murray Sunset National Park, we've decided that launching the large balloon required by the repeater payload is a little bit too risky, and we'll delay the launch of the repeater until sometime next month, hoping for better weather. Just like last week, though, we'll try and get a small balloon in the air for stations to have a go at receiving telemetry. This time around, we'll have a Horus binary tracking payload on 434.2 MHz and one of our Wennet imagery payloads on 443.5 MHz. All the information you need to get started on receiving these signals is on our website at areg.org.au. Launch should be around 10 a.m. from the Mount Barker High School Oval, but be aware that we may cancel if the wind conditions are too poor at the launch site for even a small balloon launch. AREG's next meeting will be held this coming Friday, the 18th of July, back at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Grant, VK5GR, on setting up a station for a large worldwide amateur radio contest. Grant will take us through how we can pick a good contest site and how to optimise a station for best results, using AREG's planned Oceania DX contest effort as a worked example. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m, and everyone's welcome to attend. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, for more information on upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, my happy listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. The AGM of the North East Radio Club was held last Friday evening, and all present enjoyed a meal of pie floaters, pie and chips and gravy, and some wonderful desserts that were brought by the attending members. And following the meal, the formal business of the AGM was conducted, during which the election of the office bearers for the coming year was confirmed. President is Graham, VK5GM. Vice President is Mick, VK5MCH. Secretary is Brian, VK5VI. Treasurer is David, VK5MDH. And committee members are Bob, VK5AK, Gary, VK5SIX, David, VK5KFC, Trevor, VK5ATQ, and Les, VK5KLD. Now, Tony, VK5FBIC, has completed many productive years in his time as president, and he was given an award to show North East Radio Club's appreciation for his service. And the North East Radio Club trophy this year is presented to Paul, VK5PH, for his support of amateur radio by education, running assessments and following up results with the candidates. Also, his establishing of the Ironstone Kiwi SDR, which is used locally and internationally, and also the replacement of the North East Radio Club CW beacon with a Raspberry Pi and associated equipment. Congratulations go to Paul on these achievements. And Brian, VK5VI, was awarded life membership of the North East Radio Club. His many activities in the club includes the construction, upgrade and moving of VK5 RHO repeater at Houghton, and also the Southeast repeater network. He's given many technical lectures about radio and electronics to club members, and he developed and maintains the WIA broadcast relay including local club segments. And, of course, the greatest achievement of all is he created the Wednesday Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Well done, Brian. And the final event of the AGM was an informative lecture by Des, VK5LEA, about electric vehicles and their use in construction and the future developments occurring in electric vehicle technology. So many thanks for that, Des. It was a very good outline of electric vehicles, but you didn't give us all a test drive. Hi, hi. Well, that's all for this time. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Saturday week, we held a working bee at our club shed. A rapid and thorough clean out of rubbish and no longer needed bits and pieces was carried out, which resulted in space being available on some of the shelves, and we can now see large parts of the floor. The space was swept clean of dirt and dust using a battery-powered air blower, and the floor now looks like clean cement instead of being rust-coloured. A number of rarely used items, such as a very large lidded four-burner barbecue, were disposed of. We still have a much smaller three-burner unit. The new trailer was wheeled out into the open and some fold-up chairs were placed into it. Our pneumatic pump-up mast was placed temporarily in the spot where we thought it might go, and it turns out to be a perfect place for it. Discussion on other ideas also took place. We packed up for the day at 11:30 a.m. with a good deal of progress achieved. It's been decided that we will hold similar working bees every month on the Saturday following our Friday night activity nights. We have noticed that planning for another of our major events is already well underway. The South East Automobile Club has the supplementary regulations for the 2025 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb posted on their website, and things are progressing nicely. This year's event will take place on Thursday the 6th, Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of November 2025. We look forward to once again helping to make this event the most unique and efficiently run hill climb event in the country. Nowhere else can competitors get so many runs over the course of 4 days. If any of you listeners would like to help us out by joining our comms team, please contact Peter VK5BE on 0427 897 119. I repeat, 0427 897 119, or via email at vk5be@wia.org.au. Again, vk5be@wia.org.au. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.